holder for 4 months, you know.
I think we'll sell them
so that you can buy maximum 4 in one roll.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we should put a maximum on. Okay. If somebody wants to,
the minimum one or
yeah,
three,
say minimum would be one.
And what does the stake offer?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright, so let's say that you team up with someone, other people, and you buy.
Like me and Donnie decide to put in 25.
Right, 25 each.
Yeah.
That's worth 1 month.
Yeah.
And then what happens if the next month we don't have money, for instance? We can't count anymore.
Yeah, we'll talk about that because we realized at the last meeting that is the big question. You know, and
so if you don't pay, can you still come, or you have to pay, or
you have to? You can always come. I think that should be very important.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I think made temporary good was that it was open to people. You know, didn't demand money. And the biggest question I think we've had, to speak personally, is how can we ask people to put money in but not require it, and not give those people, you know, this power structure that's going to emerge. And of course, we're going to have to develop a power structure now. And we realized at the last meeting that was the big question: what will these stakes do? And I personally, I don't want to be that making those decisions. I want us to all make those decisions, or a group of us to make those decisions. So, like, you know, I had some ideas, I had some suggestions, and I think in the next week, we should, on our own, or we can start doing it tonight, we should start to talk about how this could work,
mm-hmm.
and what could make it good. Now, we had
probably there are different, like, factors, right? Because one factor is a space, there's a time,
yeah.
there is, like, how much of a disturbance to the space
mm-hmm.
you will bring. If you will be, I don't know, standing in a room and screaming, let's say, it brings really big disturbance to the space. Although you just probably take 1 square meter, right?
Yeah.
So all those factors probably should go to the game. And my fantasy, personal fantasy, is that there's some algorithm that you put all the kind of factors, like, okay, I need 5 square meters, and let's say wall is cheaper than the floor, and it will be noisy, and then whoop, and it counts how much actually stakes you need.
Yeah.
And of course, it's kind of funny, but I think that if we will put it to totally objective decisions of a group, there will be lots of conflicts.
Yeah.
And it's always kind of easier to push the guild on the computer.
Yeah.
So that's just my personal opinion on that.
Let's go.
Like, you fear the computer, or you...
Well, we probably agree on some factors
yeah.
which are probably important, and
yeah.
which should create the value. And then the value should be generated, like, farther. Of
yeah.
course, if something doesn't really work and it's silly, like, we kind of iterate it and correct it.
Let's table this for a second and just go through these. We made a list of 5 topics that we have absolutely no answers for yet that would be good, like, kind of clusters to work in. And maybe that we can think of some other ones. So we can make a list of problems to solve, see who's interested in those particular problems, and, you know, work together now either in smaller groups or make some plans. So, of course, yeah, the big one is the currency we had before was called temporaries. It was based on participation. We want to keep that and also to grandfather all of the temps to a new system and continue to pay people in a small token for their participation and activity. Stakes, of course, will be another currency that will be connected directly to money. So the question is, yeah, how do these two things relate to each other? Can you think of it as like dollars and cents? You know, are the participation points the smaller ones? Are they exchangeable? Do the stakeholders get special privileges in terms of booking? Are they de facto the only people who can do anything here? So I think that it's obviously the biggest question we need to work out. And I think that is something we should see who is interested in talking about that and maybe tonight. So that's like, that could be like group number one would be the currencies. Number two is branding and identity. What are we going to call this place? You know, we threw out the name Experiment 2 just to start with. I don't know, do you actually want to call this Experiment 2? Do you want to come up with a cool name for it? What's it going to look like? You know, how are we going to market it? What's the website going to look like? What is the name of the new currency going to be? You know, that's actually an important thing. We did temporary ourselves. I'm not looking to be that involved in it this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be really happy if some people, especially more visual design-minded people, would want to take charge of that topic, and actually fairly soon, so we can, if we're going to put up a pre-sale, you know, crowdfunding thing. Another question is the physical space and location, because, you know, we have this place, but there's also possibilities a lot of people don't like this space. There is talk about, oh, I want a place with a wheelchair ramp, I want to have a good place that's like this. And if people want to get together and look for other spaces, you know, or think about, you know, how the space could be improved physically, please do, you know. Don't look to us for guidance, but we'll happily give you the contact of our friendly landlord. And he can, because he does have that other place available in January on the other side of Palio, supposedly. So that can be a group. The budgeting is another question, because, you know, we pay 990 a month for this. If we get a bank account, that'll probably be about 10 euros a month we'll have to pay. We need a little bit of ether to run the blockchain. There's electricity, which is about 25 euros a month. So, you know, if we just do 20 times 50, it won't be quite enough. We should think about maybe trying to raise an extra 1,000 at the beginning for, you know, a float. I think it'd be good to get a sound system here, like a PA system that's permanent. So maybe the initial 4 months, we actually look for 5,000 euros instead of 4,000. You know, this is something we just should, and we're happy to turn over all of the budgets for temporary for the past year, because that's all we saved at all.
Yeah, because
who's going to administer the money?
That's another topic, is the actual legal osis. We have to form a board, we need at least 3 people. If we have 8 people, it's better, because then you can still collect benefits if you're a member. If you want to receive unemployment benefits and Kela money, if you are a member, if you're on the board of an osis, of a cooperative that has 8 people or more, you can still get individual benefits, but if it's 8 people, if it's less than 8 people, you can't as easily get like housing money and stuff like that. So I would really strongly suggest we get at least 8 of us, for those of us who want to. Yeah. We're also going to need a fee to register.
This list of
registering the association is a fee. I don't know how for an osis kunta, but for a private company it was 65 euros. So, you know, we could all throw them just 5 or 10 euros out of the pocket to cover that, but we do need to pay for them too. And yeah, and then we would have to have a board meeting that will issue minutes which state that so-and-so has access to the bank account, and then we go to a bank with those minutes and we get a bank account. And I would think that that's a big question, because changing it is a pain in the ass, because you have to have a new set of minutes and go to the bank. So I would suggest we try to put at least 3 people on it, or maybe 4 from the beginning. Yeah, trustworthy people, maybe people from different corners of life. But that's, that is a question. And then, and the last topic is kind of related to what you were just saying about sharing the physical space, because temporary work based on a calendar where everybody proposed to put on events. So it was a sharing of time, and it was, you know, using this room for a certain amount of time. But a lot of topics have come up: what if I want to start a roof garden? What if I want to, like, hang something on the wall? What if I want to put, I have a friend who wants to buy a stake, but he wants to put a little vitrine of comic books that will be a store that'll be only one day a month. He'll be there to sell them, but he wants to have it on display the rest of the month for people to be able to look through the glass.
Is it German guy?
No. But that's a good idea. That's a good idea, but then he would need a little corner of the room that would just be a permanent piece. So we've never, at temporary, come up with any policies for how physical space should be shared. And that's something that we need to work out too. You know, and that's, there's a lot of questions involved with that, because somebody might say, hey, can I hang a painting up for 3 weeks? Everyone's like, yeah, fine, you know, it could get pledged and supported like an event, but then somebody else might be doing an event during that time and want to take the painting down, you know, so these kinds of negotiations should be talked about too. So those are 5 sort of starting topics: the currencies, the branding, the budgeting, the location, and the sharing of the space within the location. But maybe there's some other questions we could think about groups to address those. I mean, there's only a few of us here, so obviously we're going to be in multiple clusters. But yeah, that's the plan. I know.
What's the deal with the space and
the space,
the landlord, and construction's going to be in February, isn't it?
It's supposed to end at the beginning of December, but the manager told me the other day that they're way behind schedule because winter came soon, and they need to do all this like plastering, and it's going to be wet. So I have no fucking idea.
The landlord is fine for you or us to rent the space for another year, but he has another space, and
we came to him and we told him we're going to shut down and we can't get any rent because this construction is still temporary.
Yeah.
And he recognized that, like, he's not really going to be able to rent it to anybody else. So he's letting us use this now for free. And he actually doesn't care if we use it. We haven't been using it, but, like, you guys all have keys here, so feel free to come here. And we met with him at the beginning of September, and he said, okay, stop paying me right now. And he was going to get back to us with more of a plan. And it's now November, and we haven't heard from him. We haven't paid any rent.
Mm-hmm.
He suspected it would take longer as well. Maybe it might even go into March or something. So he told us that he has this other space near Surnadin Metro in Pangarakatu. And he said it's the same space physically, same square meters, but it's two rooms that are more equally sized. It's a basement level that's partially in a first ground floor level, and there's like three different doors, and it's like under an apartment building.
And it's a shower.
There's a shower, and the people in there...
But it's looks out to the street, or is it backyard as well?
I think you saw it, it looks out to the street.
Yeah, the windows were on the street level. But they are like, it's like this half under the ground.
Yeah. It would also mean no music or sound things, like no concerts, you know, which means we lose one industrial road. But it's a company in there now, but he said at the end of the year they're leaving, so it would be available in January. So that's one option. And, you know, there's other things out there as well. So if people want to look for a new space and come back and say, hey, we have this great space, you know, I think that's just something we'll have to decide on.
Yeah, I think that whomever will kind of be in charge of decide, like, kind of leaving the group or, like, the decision-making on the, like, space, like, there should be probably visit organized to this another space just to, like, check it out.
Yeah.
Because maybe it's amazing,
yeah.
You know, like, why we should sit here.
I mean, it is true that people probably aren't going to pre-buy shares where they don't know where it's going to be or what it's going to look like.
Exactly.
So
this is kind of a, like, it should be done soon.
Yeah, it's a higher priority one. But, yeah. So,
I find all the topics interesting, but I would go maybe further.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do
that. Whoever wants to join.
You're in charge of that.
Which topic?
The kind of space.
Different
location.
Places.
Hey.
So yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
So we do this. Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go get 5,000 euros, people.
Maybe let's go through like all the topics again, and let's see if there's anybody in this group like interested to join. But maybe let's wait for Peter Jan, and he will be quickly.
We're trying to figure out what is the advantage of the system over, for instance, like asking if everyone for 10 bucks or 20 bucks, like a fixed rate.
It might not be an advantage, it might be a worse system. We have to try it. No one's tried this before.
So why are we like, you know, like take.
But I think I maybe have an answer for that.
There has to be you know,
because
an
if you like
feature.
This system kind of allows them. Various rates, let's say. So if you pay 100 and I can pay 10 because we have different interests into this space and we still can do it. If we would have fixed rate, I think that we would get rid of the people who are interested to use the space more and the people who do not have enough, do not want to spend money this way. And I think that there is a flexibility like how much you want to participate.
Also, the system allows funded organizations who get grants and private money to be part of it, but it also doesn't demand it. You know, I just think it's very flexible. Whereas, if you had a flat 10-year membership, you would need a fuckload of people to be able to do this. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's also one of the things where I think people, by keeping it open to guests always for this open time space and for the activities, then it sort of draws people in. They see, hey, this is cool. I want to be part of this. You know, it sort of advertises itself. I think. Plus, there's a lot of things we can do with this, with these like currency tokens, you know, these two systems.
But that's what we haven't figured out yet.
Yeah.
Like what
exactly
like
to do it?
What's in it for everybody? You know, like if you're putting your money into it.
Yeah.
Then
I mean, it's,
like
we're not going to design something that everyone in Helsinki is going to like. There will be people who think this is stupid and they don't want to deal with it, and that's fine. They don't have to be part of it, you know. But our goal, and really like the result of our 2-year research project, is to design an experimental system for cultural organization. So I don't know that this is groundbreaking or anything like that, but at least it needs to be tried. That's the way I feel about it. Should we like all stand up and like run around the room or something as a warm-up exercise. The last meeting there was a lot of like low energy, like and maybe we can try and jolt some fun.
I've been here a couple of times, and I think as we're talking about how to raise the fun, I understand you need to play the rent and everything, but you know, like from my understanding, I feel like it's a bit difficult if you ask somebody to pay for something and you need to get people to see the values that they are paying for. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then, for example, if some people come here and they want to join some type of project, then how do they see the values of it? That's a question, right?
Yeah, which would be something for the branding and identity and marketing.
It's also that the more unknown it is, the more influence anybody buying in has. If you say we don't know what it is yet, but if you buy in, you'll be part of it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, we're not starting
from scratch. Buying into a set thing.
Well, we're not starting from scratch. We did run temporary for a year, which is the reason we're all here, right? We saw the value of temporary.
Yeah.
It maybe didn't reach a huge number of people. And to some extent, I actually think if we come out now with this kind of big, like, crowd sale thing, it will actually get eyes on this project that would have otherwise not seen it, and possibly bring in some new ideas, people who want to take a chance on it.
Yeah. And it's also a bit like a chicken egg thing where, like, we don't really know what it is, and then we don't know what to offer, and because we can't offer anything, we can't really tell what it is, but that's the situation we're in now, so that's why we're developing.
We know we want to do something, we want to continue to be there.
Yes, and then maybe in a month we have a more concrete idea of, like, we don't have the numbers yet to cover the full rent. If we have that, then it's much easier because, you know, okay, we have enough to cover it, what's it going to look like? But now we have two variables, and that's what makes it difficult to make a concrete proposal.
I also see another, I'm sorry, maybe you can say.
Yeah, no, I'm just about to say that I see that this, I agree with you that it's a good idea to get rid of some people that they're not interested in the place or the idea at all. They just want to go and, you know, like, I don't know, like, take advantage of the space or something. So I really agree with that. So we can actually get more people who are actually interested in doing something and making some stuff, you know, like, so really, that's a good idea.
I also think that there will be a need at some point in the process. So let's say that you take care with your group for like what kind of space this idea will occupy, right? And you have chosen the space somewhere there, and it's not this one. How we collectively make a decision that we follow your advice, right? And it concerns everybody, you know, let's say Katarina will work on the logo, how we agree that we like this logo and this name for the space.
Yeah, but also
so I think that
space
I would see those
obvious
groups and the people who are involved in the groups as kind of advisors or like direction makers, but I think that there has to be a system how actually we all agree on that, because otherwise there's something wrong.
I think we have a system like from the last website you had, like a voting, you know, like
with
like
participation
the function,
yeah,
like the liking, you know, like
Yeah.
That was for the calendar
events
for sure. Yeah.
I
think the decision making is pivotal because, like, for instance, you suggested that the place be open 24/7 and open to anybody, even if he or she doesn't pay. What if I say I don't agree?
This
everybody should like put money into this if they want to come, and it's not viable to have it open 24/7.
But this is also an open question, right? We were just before this meeting also discussing about it with John. Like, so let's say you bought your share. Does it mean that you are a key holder and the person who didn't get any share is not, or everybody equally is? So it's also about the stating the value of the shares, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which we were discussing. We do not know what is it yet. But maybe it includes, for example, the key access and person who didn't decide to buy shares doesn't have this access, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one
it
case.
It must be something kind of, I think your point is that it must be something.
Mm.
But I
not
agree
just
with
random,
this
but something
because
more
especially people who
yeah,
have never been in temporary, it's very hard to imagine the value of something which is so kind of ephemeral, you know?
Yeah.
I also want to say, for me, it's really important to create something that isn't already offered in Helsinki.
Yeah.
And Lowry asked me a few weeks ago, what's wrong with Oronsi? Like, why do you need temporary? Like, what do you like about temporary? I was like, well, you know, people can organize like weird workshops and experiments and gatherings. So, like, why can't you do that at Oronsi? You know, they're a very amazing organization. They have Oronsi and Subilati. Like, they have this great space.
Where the Pixelic Festival was in
general. They've been there for years. They don't ask money to do things. You know, they have like a social space. They have all these things. And he asked me, like, you know, are you just want your own thing, or like, what is the value? And I thought about it. I was like, well, I can't go by Oronsi like right now if I wanted to, and just go in and work and hang out with people. Like, I has to be an event on, or has to be, you know, like, I don't feel like I really love that place. Like, I'm not, I totally respect it, but it's like, I think the idea of this undefined open space is really what made temporary special in Helsinki. And I think that's why a lot of people felt that, and hopefully why most of you are here still. Mm-hmm. You know?
Can so, I ask?
Mm-hmm. Something.
Okay. How many of us are Finnish?
None.
No.
Yeah.
I'm
fascinating.
I'm kind of, like, wondering, like, how is? I mean, you mentioned Oronsi, and I've never been there, I think, but like, why is there no Finnish people here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huge question.
And I mean, is this? I mean, do we want to make something for expats, or do or how do we include people then? And maybe that's
Finnish
also
website?
Something.
It's a very valid point.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
We were asking ourselves this question through a whole year of temporary existence.
But not only like Finnish, like who from here is from the Middle East, for instance.
Yeah,
sure.
But it's also
yeah, but
it's
this
even
is
more rare.
This
sometimes
is the past.
Like
this is the past.
Here,
you, Peter Jan, hasn't been here, but I can update you later. To the team which will take care of the branding and identity. It's also connected to how you go to people, right? Like,
yeah.
Where do you promote the space? But in my opinion, imagine now that we invite all those people and like we have 50 people in the room and we try to decide about those very basic rules. It would be extremely difficult.
Yeah.
So I guess what is an aim is to make kind of a core, like a spine, to be really like open for whomever can come, but like it's very hard to work from zero with very big amount of people who do not know each other.
Yeah.
So our idea is that we build this kind of a very basic thing, and then we kind of promote the whole idea, so there can be more people interested in buying the little stake.
Mm-hmm.
Because more people we got, it's better, right? Probably space also has a capacity, like a physical capacity,
mm-hmm.
that cannot be like 1,000 people buying the stake, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm now just exaggerating for the sake of showing the problems, but I also believe that those systems, they have kind of their natural
lifespan.
Exactly, so I know that however it would be successful, it will never be more than it should be. Like, it's a mystery how it happens, but it is so.
I want to say that I am like 100% fine if this idea fails. Like, if we try this and we just don't get the money, or people don't care, and we end up having to just transfer all the money back and just end the Osuuskunta before we start, that's fine. Or we do it for 4 months and it fails, or we do it for 5 years and it fails. Like, I'm still seeing this as an experiment, which we always saw temporary as an experiment,
yeah.
And that's even why we've been calling it experiment too. So I don't think we should all get like super obsessed with it being like pleasing everybody or being, you know, maximally inclusive or maximally visible. I think we just need to think that we're trying to do something that's different. And
but it's not about pleasing. I think that temporary and this, what at least for me, I would try to implement personally, I'm just talking about my personal opinion, is that, you know, to create the space which is like truly transdisciplinary. And you cannot do it, you know, I'm sorry, but we are quite similar to each other as long as I know some of you. So we are not really, we didn't really get out from our bubble too much.
Okay.
And to me, it's an interest how actually those processes are happening. And it's not about comforting anybody or trying to, you know, be Finnish. It's more like, I don't know those people and I want to get to know them.
And not only, it's just quite crucial for me to, like, I believe in diversity.
Exactly.
I want to put energy into something, that's a core value for me, so that's important. And then it goes beyond, you know, being nice or pleasing us. It's just, if I see that this is just for this bubble, I will lose interest quite quickly.
Yeah, there was.
But how do you bring in, like, if that's your main agenda, maybe, to bring in more, like, apparently everybody is longing for that and nobody knows how to do it. So, like, I don't think anybody here is aiming to keep it exclusive, but somehow we lack the tools or the knowledge on how to make it inclusive.
I
asked about the space actually, because that's just my point, but I like the space, but I always felt that it's a bit hidden.
Yeah.
And that's why I was also asking if it's towards the street.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but that's just for me, that's a very basic thing of...
It's also a benefit though, because you don't have
people
coming.
It's a benefit for sure, as well, it's always like that.
About the finish thing, though, I mean, this could be something we talked about in a smaller group, but I think one of the things with temporary was that we didn't translate the website into Finnish until like 1 month before we closed. Whoops. And also the very idea is quite contrary to the customs of Finnish culture. You know, everybody here really likes having their own little studio space that they have like 8 square meters they pay a lot of money for, and they go and sit alone in this... things. And I think this idea of being like, yeah, come here, it's like open and free, and it might be chaos or it might be quiet, and have some free coffee, like it's it, and that you have to buzz a gate to come in, I think that's just very much against, not in a bad way, but it's just so alien to how everything is here.
I think I disagree.
Good I like when we disagree.
I think that it's really about the circles of people you are surrounded with, right? Because when I see, you know, with whom I hang out and who are my friends, it's probably majority of foreigners, and I have to be honest with this. And it's not like I don't like Finns, but it just happens so, because of lifestyle I have. So it would be very surprising to me if temporary, when it was still existing, would be different than me, because I gave it part of my personality, right?
Like, more than half of my friends are Finnish, they just never came here. So, you know, that's a weird thing. I just never...
I don't think that
to.
You have so many Finnish friends. Or I don't know those part of
no.
your circle.
We can talk about that in a cluster.
But I guess the thing that we're in Finnish, whatever working culture, so there's also people that are interested in a workspace or a space like this. It's not like no Finn would be...
I think it has to do with the programming and, you know, like,
so.
How you advertise it, what you offer...
Yeah.
Because maybe none of our friends are, or we have, don't have that many Finnish friends. Maybe we have even less friends from other parts of the world.
Exactly.
And I think also as an expert,
that shouldn't be an excuse. I'm sorry.
Your social life is different from...
Correct.
From the,
so we have maybe more time or more social space to...
Because we don't know.
Yeah.
It just became to this like a support group out of our
friends.
But do you guys want to like now like get into smaller groups or just like move around a bit or share the room more? I don't know.
And also let's don't get too serious for now about that. It's also about like simulating this process. Like, what do you like the most from this list, which we will read again, so everybody can.
Yeah. Or should we have another group about decision making? You know, or is that...
That would be...
Well, we have...
Do we have enough people?
Well, I think it's a little bit too early.
Maybe it's the same as what the stakes will be used
every
for.
Every person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe the little groups actually come up with a decision-making tool that you can use.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are plenty of tools. If anyone is interested in decision-making, there are plenty of tools and methods on YouTube and you can find them.
Yeah.
Another thing that I think is good about this model is, let's say, for example, Patreon joins with good intentions, and you buy like 3 months of something, and you're like really active, and after 3 months, you're like, "Fuck, I hate this place. There's no Finnish people. You know, it smells bad. Whatever." Then you can just drop out. You just don't have to buy a steak. You still remember. You can still come to things. And then a couple months later, you change your mind. You can just buy back in. You know, so it's a way that like it doesn't demand a commitment beyond a bank transfer.
Yes, but again, the stake should really assure this physical value or like a really value which is very easy to communicate.
Yeah.
That you can explain it in a couple of sentences, so it's very easy to kind of chip in, basically.
Yeah.
And it wasn't always so clear, for example, in temporary, the participation token. I think for some people it took time to really understand what you can do with this, and we need much simpler idea, and sorry for this comparison, but this is the only knowledge I can compare to this, what we are trying to do here, so it has to be like super simple.
Even though it's actually getting more complicated.
Yeah, but like in a way for a user, for a person who you know, who contributes to the system, it has to be understandable like in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Max.
So yeah, go through these possible clusters. Is that word okay? It reminds me of Pixel Lake, so I get nervous.
Yeah,
to
like.
There is.
Topic groups.
Huh?
Topic groups.
Topic groups. Affinity.
Sounds
teams.
Like a bunch of sheep.
I wrote it down as currencies, but basically, what are the stakes and the used to be called camps. I mean, we could keep calling them camps, although it'd be like weird. But like, what are they? What do they get you? How do they relate to each other? What does the stakes that you buy mean? Which I would say would be the most important in a way. Second would be branding, identity, visual image, a name, marketing, promotion, outreach, inclusivity, whatever you want to call that, PR, I don't know.
But it's somehow connected very strongly to the stakes, I think.
Everything's connected,
yeah,
though,
yeah.
Right? So, third is the locations, which Philip's already volunteered to lead that cluster. Fourth is just budgeting, which I don't think budgeting is going to be a huge topic, but we just need to look through what temporary costs, what, you know, again, if we don't know what physically what space we're going to be in, it's a bit difficult, but at least based on this, you know, and that would just be before we announce this sale of ship stakes, we know how many we're trying to raise. And then the fifth would be how to negotiate non-calendar use of the space, you know, like sharing part of the wall or part of the floor,
mm-hmm.
people who want to put things here that stay for a while.
I'm interested in that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested in this too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested.
Are they related to the stakes?
Yeah. You know, I mean, everything's related. Like,
how do we negotiate?
Especially the branding,
so
this one related,
you know,
to the stakes.
Like,
in my opinion.
How stakes are also calculated.
Yeah,
it's interrelated.
But we have five topics.
Yeah, and
like
we also don't have that many people, so
yeah.
We can even just pick two of them now and split into two groups if you want.
Sorry, what are those five?
I call it, I wrote currencies, you know, like stakes and temps. What do they get you? What do they do? How do they work? Basically, what are the details of how the system works?
What kind of money are we talking about per person or per stake?
The stake is 50 euros.
50
per
but we can group in the groups, so for example, five people could like make a team, and they pay 10 euros, and they kind of
all
same at the
space.
So it's not needed, it's just for mostly for like accounting purposes, so it's not like somebody types. You know, pay five, and then we are like...
Just avoid, like, insane numbers of bank transfers.
Exactly, so like 50, it's
minimum.
And also, if it decentralizes, it pushes the sub-administration onto
exactly.
You
exactly, so the
group
on the cluster is kind of deciding in between each other how they manage,
yeah,
you know.
But then you have to fund the whole thing through that.
Yeah.
But then you need a lot of people.
Maybe. Or a couple working
believe.
I think we're halfway there already, and we haven't even started. At least the first couple of months.
It could be also organizations, right? Because
I mean, one idea I said was, what if, you know, we say 50 euros is the minimum for an individual, what if for an organization it's 100 minimum?
Mm-hmm.
You know, only some of the organizations.
Like a formal organization.
Yeah, like if you're incorporated like as a company or thing, then your stakes, well, that you just have to buy a minimum of two, you know. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't make much of a difference.
Well, this is
fourth
group, right?
So anyway, that's
group
thing.
We were just talking that, of course, all the points are connected, and clearly the first one is the most important, but we just figured that the fifth and the first are kind of, for me, they feel.
The sharing of the physical, like the how to negotiate physical space?
Because that's then the stakes.
Yeah.
Which ones, though?
Number one and number five.
What are we talking about?
What do stakes do, and then how do we share non-event use of the space, like people who want to do installations or use or a roof garden. I keep looking at you when I say roof garden.
That's okay. That's kind
you know,
of it.
That's
yeah.
Basically the.
Let's maybe
that
put that into one.
Yeah.
I think so.
Or we could put the physical one like till a little bit later, like we
but
wait a week.
Number
I
one
think
can
it's
also
important.
Be related to like you know the maintenance of the space.
Yeah,
and, sure.
I wouldn't put it to later because I think that this. How we will negotiate the space will state the value of the stakes. Therefore, it will be crucial to encourage anybody to own the stakes.
With the small of a group, we could just all talk about number one tonight. I mean, there's not that many people here.
Yeah.
Or do you think that's going to be too chaotic?
No,
yeah,
maybe.
Because everybody's talking. Like, last meeting, there was like half the people didn't say anything until after the meeting was over.
No, but
so
let's just go around and like, if there is some topics which are not covered, then of course we won't be talking. I mean, we can sit in silence, but we can see just like what are our personal interests and then decide what to do. So. So, well, John, do you want to be in the first group? No answer. So this participation currency and stakes currency, because like, again, there will be probably some point for participating, but I imagine that they will be much lesser worthy than the stakes. So there will be like two different currencies, and you know, like being a little bit exchangeable, but there shouldn't be a case that you have too many participation points. So there, this value has to be decided and how much it relates to euro, blah blah blah. And I agree with this, what I guess you said, that this topic is related to the space too, and how the space is negotiated.
But if we can find, I don't know, we're with 10 people, roughly, so 5 topics, it's 2 each, but maybe if those 2 mix, then you have 4 people, and then you also immediately group.
Yeah.
You can discuss either one and then the next, or both at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm sure we all talk about every, like, all the points.
Yeah, we start at the first point and then probably the meeting is over.
Yeah, over. Because we have like 1 hour now.
Yeah.
So we can also say like, okay, so we have 5 topics, so we have 10 minutes for each topic, but I don't think that's very productive.
Speed dating.
Yeah.
Although number one seems to be connected with everything, so maybe we talk about number one together.
Yeah.
And then split to the...
But could we just go like very theoretically, what are the interests, not just for this meeting, but like in a long term, if there is some topic which you would like to continue or like be part of the farther discussion?
I'll just say that you talk, but can you guys put your hands up if you want to be part of it?
Exactly.
So
and that would be...
Topic number one, how will the states and temps and everything work? Okay, so we'll...
Can we choose only one?
No, yeah. Just imagine what...
Yeah, I'm interested in
Will,
that too, of course.
Will, Donnie, Katharina, me. No, that's it. Will, Donnie, Katharina, and me. Okay. Sounds like a band. Number two, branding and identity, visual design, the name.
Yeah, I'm also Everyone.
Wait, now who else?
Are you writing the names?
Yeah.
Cool.
You two, and you two?
Yeah, but if there's too many people, maybe we can...
I am interested.
Yeah,
but I think it's good.
I don't think there can be too many people. Just that I would suggest in your cluster somebody take facilitator role. You know, but that's up to you. Physical space, location, premises. You said you already.
I'm also interested. Yeah, we can do more than one.
So oh, yeah, as many as you have time for.
Yeah, I'd be interested in that.
John, Philip, and Peter Young. Budgeting. I'm happy to. That'll take us 15 minutes.
What does it mean exactly?
Just like looking and trying to get a good estimate of exactly how much we should try to ask per month from people.
I think it's also reasonable that we are doing it
because you know
we will look at the numbers of temporary and try to estimate
the cost. Look at the electric bill, think we need to spend this much. Yeah. Okay. And then finally, sharing a physical space and permanent things. You said you already.
Yeah, I guess I want to do a garden, then I guess that would be
something. You can also say, I want to do a garden, and the people who discuss it take it into consideration.
I think I want to decentralize that by giving you the like phone number of the Eastern 19 and saying, okay, fucking go deal with your garden. You call them and get permission. Okay, that's cool. It's like an equal number pretty much for all of them, like four. 3 to 5 people, so that's cool. And there's also like a bunch of people who aren't here that I know are really passionate, like Christina. Pak, you didn't actually raise your hand for anything, did you?
Sorry?
Did you put your name down for any topics? I didn't.
I think the branding.
Okay, yeah.
I was kind of interested, I was thinking about the budgeting on someone's.
Okay, sure.
Maybe just put my name in practice.
Also, if there's other things we're missing here, like this doesn't have to be the only topic.
Yeah,
so
if you think that there's some crucial group which is missing, even a rooftop garden, you just make a call and people put their hands up. Really, like it's also like the beginning of things, so it's also nice to kind of understand. Okay, we are interested in the same topic, so
maybe
the discussion can continue.
Maybe we can just like raise a couple of things that like events or stuff that we can do so we can also know what kind of, I mean for the space for instance we need to know like garden or
like content.
But can't we just cluster them in, like, for instance, when you have permanent need, temporary need, or occasional need, then...
Practical idea of what, just examples to think.
I think that keep in mind the goal of being, I'm going to keep saying the word decentralized, that these topics are things that affect this place as a whole, whereas something like, for example, the roof garden could be like a subgroup that could completely independently like buy stakes, you know, propose it, or, you know, any topic that would really just be one specific project you want to do isn't really our problem right now, you know?
Yes, so. But I think that it would be interesting to hear, like, if there are some ideas what you would like to do here, it's probably worth it to hear it, because this group which will be working on the stakes, it's easier to think what stakes means if you have an idea what people would like to actually do here.
Yeah.
And it's nothing like bounding, because you might say that you want to do it, but tomorrow you will say that I changed my mind. But I think that it's just easier to think like this, otherwise we will be working in a very abstract manner of thinking about the stakes.
Yeah.
Well, like one thing that might be missing in some spaces, so in some ways that there's this concrete space, but what about road trips and adventures and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
So outside this space, I think that would be sort of like the something that sort of, because it's all, if everything's just concentrated on this space, it sort of limits the ability of temporary. And so
then maybe we shouldn't be thinking about the space, we should be thinking about the like abstract connections of us sitting here and, you know, choosing to do something together. That's a better way to think of it, because that's a bit more mouthful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Are you taking minutes? Sort
very
of.
Few.
Yeah, we can
we
find
kind of have half, like, yeah, we need to write it down.
Because Christina in her email was like, were there any minutes from the last meeting? Which is like, she's made a good point.
I'm actually making a good point.
But there are minutes, come on. There are minutes, there are all minutes from every meeting.
Where are they? On,
on this pad in which I'm currently writing. And I was sending it in the emails.
Maybe, sorry, outreach is maybe a good word.
No,
like,
I'm trying to name what I'm
thinking
about.
And then people are like, oh, I haven't seen it. Sorry.
Shall we
go through a couple of examples of practical things?
Or do we go now to the group?
Let's get out of these chairs.
Yeah.
I mean,
this makes
I just want to go take a 5-minute breather, get out of this room, get some air, because it is like musty and dark in here.
Maybe let's go.
Well, we have 45
minutes.
Yeah,
let's go
beginning.
To the groups, because
yeah,
otherwise we keep discussing
everything.
Where?
Sure. Well, you go on the roof? It's cold.
Yeah.
Actually, not that cold.
It's
but
true.
I wouldn't want to stay out there for 45 minutes to have a
meeting.
But would you like to come with those practical examples, just as a break? Like, well, you know, so whatever.
Things you want to do here?
Yeah, like, you know, like fantasy.
I think it would help later on.
Yeah, let's do it.
I was thinking for like my stake to kind of get some money from some workshops, that like not big money, but I mean just to like to make workshops of interest. For example, now in the winter time, the bird balls to make the bird food things. For example, it's not like participation can be like €5 or something, but somehow that I make up for the materials and then something thematic for the season and. Just this kind of continue with this small and quirky workshop.
Small and quirky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing too like. What's the name?
I read in your email about the analog photography thing. I don't know who my work. I left already last time. I'm interested, but I'm wondering, like, it's a big investment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of space. There is already quite some options, but that's
like a darker.
Yeah, so I'm wondering like if it's
I would be interested in that.
If it's like also what do you call it? Like if it can survive. I mean it's a lot of money. That's my I'm interested because I do that also, but yeah, wondering. Then in the garden I'm very interested also. And then I have one more thing that I'm working with documentary film. And I thought it could be an option also to have some sort of a screening agenda, which, and then if I understand the stake thing right, would be something like I get a stake for it, I get like people together to work on this, which I
something, and then we get people, and then we get an entrance fee or a donation that can actually pay back our costs and our stake and so on. So it would be some kind of a somewhat self-sufficient thing. I would be hopeful that it would attract more people because it's film, and it might, like, people might hear more about it because of this. Of course, there's many cinemas and so on. As for documentary, I don't see a huge offer in Helsinki. So those are, for now, the things that I'm practically thinking of. And that's also why I'm here, because these are things that I just wanted to do. And now I find myself in a more settled situation with this initiative, so it might be possible to do it.
So are we discussing about topics?
We were just throwing out some things we would maybe do here. This is more for like fun kind of
discussion.
Yeah, I have a couple of ideas for like doing some filming and experiment with the technology and filming, basic film. So maybe it would be interesting, like you said, like having some people come in here and see the screen and play something. Yeah. So actually, that's what I expect from the Spiders, personally. Because I think that would be some cool, you know, like experiment, because I have a couple of ideas and things that I need more help from other people, so that's why I'm here. So.
One thing that came up a lot in discussions about temporary was that people felt there was a real lack of ways to connect to other people by common interest, and something that the new place, I'm already assuming that Agnieszka and I are taking responsibility for the software and the website because we have been doing that, and whatever the temporary website did, we're going to sort of expand on it to allow us to sort of have common interests and find other people based on past activities we've attended and things we can just say, like, I like film, I like photography, and then instead of just proposing things that you want to lead or you want to facilitate, we're going to hopefully allow people to say, well, I want this to happen, I want to learn this, I want someone to come and do this, to kind of do it like from the inside up, and then maybe we can build like a sort of stronger community among common interests. I think that's actually going to be really, really crucial in the next experiment, that, unless anybody wants to do it. But I think, it's something that we really needed to have, and we just didn't have the time to really implement it. So it's like really cool. Like what we're doing right now could actually be something that's like in the website, obviously, you know, like a little sidebar, like, oh, you attended this and this and this.
Yeah.
Maybe you would like this, you know, or this guy might be coming friends with you. Or this person wants to
evolve this. I think that's really make everything really clear so that everyone can see that some people here are interested in this, and somebody comes here and they about to join and they see the value of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be great. Instead of, you know, seeing the space is really open and a bunch of people, you know, doing something, I don't know what is going on, and then it's really hard to actually buy some stacks, you know, like, just
so you need some kind of pledge system to, like, if you say, like, oh, I want, I don't know, live drawing to happen, but you don't, on your own, you can't buy enough stacks, so you need something that you can gather enough people for one thing, basically. Yeah. Kind of like a reverse temp, or is it the same as a temp?
It is the same, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just that.
I think if it's going to be something concrete about not just this physical space, then it'd be nice to have a bus.
A bus?
with a garden on top.
I think we sort of walk into the space.
Well, we can start with a wagon. A little wagon, a little kid's wagon that you pull, and it just keeps getting bigger.
Or, like, you know, this cycling, when you have the kids at the back,
right.
It could be just like this with a little garden on top.
Or these train things where they get one person.
Yeah, but it's called a sidecar. Sidecar? Is that what that is? When you kind of,
I don't know.
Yeah,
some kind of word.
Yeah, like hand car.
Yeah. Maybe a hand car.
Or with all the rules.
Yeah.
Going by them.
The train tracks.
You got a lot of tracks around here, so.
That's great ideas.
I always imagine, you know, in all those spaces I've been involved with over the years, that it would be a platform for my own artistic practice, but at some point over the years this kind of became my artistic practice. But in theory,
just men other than that kind of literature.
Yeah, well, Mela doesn't think so, fuck them. But, like, I like to organize group experiments in sort of loosely defined creative process. You know, I like to get people to try out weird examples of performance, creative writing, improvisation, sound, listening. I always kind of dreamed of having, like, a sort of monthly group that would get together on a Saturday afternoon and just, like, do weird shit together for no reason and no purpose. And I just never really got around to doing that. And I would like to think that one day things settle down and I'm not constantly working on, like, the web software for this place and I can actually start to propose my own content. So for me, it would be very much like a sort of interdisciplinary experimental arts that's based on, like, participation and doing things together rather than, like, a product or not. But also, I might put on some gigs. I like music.
That was with that idea. So I was in an interdisciplinary improvisation group, and so improvisation, I think, is like, that's one thing that I'd like to do here.
And also, if I was thinking about this after school, like, now I have a studio, but in a way, I don't mean, like, use it as like a studio, but like kind of mobile studio format. So somehow, like, doing things here, like, what I really liked about temporary, I can just come here and just start to build something or, like, do something. That there's space here. That this possibility still would be there.
Oh, and social space is actually really important to me too. Like, I want to be able to come here with friends, and instead of going to a bar and spending 30 euros on beer, go to the shop and spend 6 euros and sit here and hang out and talk, you know, as long as it's not disrupting another event or, you know, it's nothing on the calendar. Just be like a place to meet people.
I think if we have tools, that would also be, I mean.
Yeah, well, that's another topic, lockers. We should talk about that today.
Yeah.
But that could be part of the negotiations of space. Like, I think it's pretty obvious that there are types of events that are like workshops, and there are types of events that need a fixed space. So some need time, and some need physical space, and within that we can think of everything we want. We can talk
saying about, like, a kind of a semi-studio, because then you probably want to keep your themes, and then what does it mean? Like, is it a part of your state that you have your locker, whatever? So this is part for the group.
But yeah, the locker system would be amazing, because not only would it be useful to give us something to spend our tokens, our participation points on, to rent one, but we even went to meet a company in Estonia that makes really beautiful lockers to look at this, and they make gorgeous stuff, but we had some questions about, like, the locking mechanism, and then kind of just, we need money, you know, they're not going to be that cheap.
Why don't we just make ourselves, unlocked?
Yeah,
I think we could still be capable of doing that.
That's actually the right attitude.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you need this very professional locker only if you have something super valuable.
But that's the thing, I would like to be able to leave my laptop here, you know, for example.
Yeah.
Or my guitar or something that, like, I would...
But I wouldn't necessarily, you know, be worried that someone takes away my bird feed or, you know.
No.
I would be scared to come here if somebody has needs to steal this guy.
So, you know, that's amazing, because when we started Temporary, our original dream was anything we want to do here, we should have a workshop and make it part of the process of the place.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't, like, a great space for metalworking, I don't think. This would be maybe go down into, like, the garage underneath.
And I think also by the time we hit the point where we start worrying about people stealing stuff, it means that we are really successful.
Yeah. But
until
at the same time, like,
like, we shouldn't think about that too much.
But you know, like, in temporary, I think it is quite unregulated who is actually coming here. And I think never ever anything disappeared. Just
exactly.
One
light for the project.
Yeah, we lost an HDMI cable. Then it reappeared, and then it got lost again.
But I think that it wasn't stolen.
It's
just
probably
was lost
back
in action.
But no, it would be incredibly useful to be able to leave things here. I mean, I actually think that's something that is a major hassle. Like, even like tonight I'm playing music after the show. It would be nice to be able to leave my guitar here. You know, I'm not going to leave my guitar here because there's still 65 people with keys.
Like, it's keeping coming back, and I think that it would have to happen in the case of, like, especially in the case of state.
Yeah.
So, you know, about this, like, material value or, like, very concrete value of the stake, and then, okay, so you have this locker, you know, as a part of this, what you paid for.
And about tools, I was thinking, I mean, maybe this is getting into one of the subtopics already, which I guess we wanted to do anyway.
We can shift there smoothly.
But I was thinking about how the whole time Temporary was running, we had this completely messy, chaotic back closet, which was a mixture of like some tools and stuff Justin brought here, and you know, some of our personal things. And it's actually very useful that there's always like soldering irons, drills, hammers, you know, not the greatest quality tools, but there's always stuff here. But of course they get lost, they get, you know, you don't know where they are, it's always a mess. And we could actually use one benefit of stakeholders would be that they have access to that closet. And that closet could have tools which actually have an NFC sticker on them. And it's like, oh, you want to use the drill?
You can check it out.
You check it out, and you just check it back in, and that's fine. And all it means is we know you used the drill. So if it's gone missing or if it breaks, you know, we know who's been using it. And that kind of thing, you know, I wouldn't put every screwdriver, put one on, but maybe the entire toolbox, you know, has something. And then we start to have shared resources for people that are sort of sub-managed by any stakeholder who's in the premises, and then it just, it's amazing, and you don't have to worry about
it.
Yeah.
Or some photochemicals.
Yeah. So like anything you could put a little sticker on, we could tag and just have a little like supermarket, like the self-check things at S Market. Now you just run the drill over before you take it out of the closet, and then you just check it back in. And you know, I'm happy to code that. It wouldn't be very difficult. And then we just automatically know what's here, and it starts to feel less chaotic. You know. So there's one idea for. I don't think people are necessarily going to pay 50 euros a month so they can borrow a drill. But you know, it's one of many benefits you might have. So
you could have sort of lockers where you can stay overnight.
Like Japanese capsule hotels.
Yeah, one of those, you know, the little cabinet, and instead of being vertical format, it's horizontal and you stack over. How do you go to bed?
Maybe like the space station
next
style.
You leave your garden away.
How about a sweatshop too? We could make little clothing for designer clothes right there.
Yes, not very many workshops here. I mean, workers here.
It's 6:30 now. I mean, we could just also just call this as a short meeting. You know, we don't have to sit here and push ourselves to 7. I mean, it's fine.
We should decide when do we meet next,
yeah.
And who is taking care for the next meeting.
Can we open a extended communication online, like through Messenger or? I was using Slack recently. I hated it.
Yeah.
But there must be something that's easier but convenient as well.
Right? Andrew proposed that we should use the tool that we already have, which is in some ways like our own website for Temporary, which I think the big question was like, could we make the discussion threaded? You know? And I can do that. If we agree we want to keep talking on there. But there's also like these emails, you know, we've been
Everybody uses Messenger here.
I don't think you can say everybody uses anything. That's the problem.
But
like some people won't use Facebook, some people won't.
Messenger is, I mean, I would just mute it and then read it off the days, but
yeah.
There is like this thread that
it's
isn't,
really
isn't
it
easier to use Temporary since it's already.
Yeah, that sounds good when you say like if you can.
And another issue is, I think like organizations like collectives can sometimes have too much communication, that it becomes overwhelming, and not all of us actually need to know what every single discussion is going on. And if we maybe agree to meet back here in 1 or 2 weeks, facilitated by I nominate Philip, then we can kind of present our like independent discussion. Maybe we can cap any way we want. You know, those of us talking about branding and identity want to do it on. Smoke signals in the sky, you could do that. Just
I agree with this, but still, for example, the next meeting, how it will be called.
Let's call it right now.
Yeah, but there are people who are not present here, so.
We're not opening a group or anything?
Some people, they are expecting that it will be announced on this on Temporary webpage, on this chat. On this forum, and then some people expect that there will be Facebook group event, and some people expect an email. And I have an experience in the last 2 meetings to work with that, and I think that is very problematic because you kind of do the same job 3 times, which is very inefficient. And I think we just need to agree like which tool we use. If it's just Temporary webpage, then you know I don't send this email and don't do the Facebook event, or like. I think that it's just my experience that doesn't make sense. So we need to agree what we are using.
What what I would do is I would decide on a meeting time right now and a facilitator. For each of these topics, pick one person who's in charge of it. 5 different people. We send an email to all the people who aren't here that were on the first email announcing the next meeting, saying we're going to do this system, we're going to talk about these topics the next 2 weeks. If you want to be part of the discussion about any of these topics, contact this person.
Exactly.
And we will meet back. And then also post it to the temporary futures thread. And that seems simple enough, right?
I have to say, I had some trouble with finding the email that you sent.
Yeah, I did.
I never got it.
I somehow, it was like impossible, because I saw the email when it came.
Yeah, but I don't know how I did it.
I clicked on it, and then it was gone when I tried to find it. So I think there should be at least 2 ways of, maybe that's too much hassle, but like, I was actually hoping there is some Facebook event or something where I can, you know, quickly find, like, the good thing about Facebook event is that it's there and you can quickly find it. But somehow, I mean, if it's on this temporary website and we know it's there, then
we can make a Facebook event. But I mean, if we're doing this correctly, we're actually going to be communicating in the next week or two before the next meeting on these subtopics, then that just solves the problem, right? Because we're actually not going off into solitude and then coming back. We're going to be evolving and developing. Does anybody want to meet at PRH tomorrow to form an OSIS quinto? Does anybody want to meet at Keharo tomorrow to form an OSIS quinto?
Tomorrow? Only Saturday?
In theory, yes.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Practice,
yeah.
I can come, but what time?
I don't know.
Like,
I think
before 11 or after 1?
After 1 would be better for me.
Yeah. I could come in the afternoon, but before I would be.
Yeah?
When?
Afternoon?
But,
no, tomorrow.
Oh, where?
Let's meet somewhere, like at a cafe, a coffee. Let's flip coins to see who's going to be director, treasurer, and vice chair, or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's
you
go
can sign me up for, like, plus 2 to get the A.
Can I just say, I think that it's, there are people who are really involved in this idea, but they couldn't make it today, and they
maybe
would like to join this group.
Okay.
And I think that to form it tomorrow, it doesn't really make a difference if it's formed in 5 days. So I would just write an email about it, that we meet in this bar to
maybe
make what's
done.
Yeah, whatever, in 3 days. But
early next week, though?
Yeah.
That
okay.
There is enough of time that those people can join
probably
and they do not feel
like
skipped because they couldn't make it.
I think we should also make this OSIS quinto sort of by its own rules not respect the laws of Finnish associations. In that we should not really give a shit who's the chair and who's the vice chair.
Yeah.
We should just put people down and change it every
but
6 months.
But it's very important to update the minutes because I was pretty much kind of present here to be good with minutes. But
we can cobble together something.
Yeah, we can gather it together and we kind of know what we were talking about. And then share it with everybody who is on the mailing list. And and that's it.
But the reason to do that quickly is because once we do it, we then it takes them a week till you get a new Tunis number. You know, it's not like immediate. And then once you get a new Tunis number, you can go get a bank account. But you also have to make an appointment with the bank to sit down and open a bank account. And we have to have a fake board meeting, or it can be a real board meeting. But we have to generate minutes. You know, so there is like it's going to take at least 2 weeks to get a bank account, maybe probably longer. So in the interest of making this happen, we kind of have to haul ass on it.
You should also, I don't know how it works in Finland, but at least in the Netherlands, if you have these kind of legal organizations and they're not rectified by a notary or like some kind of legal agency, if the organization gets in debt, the board is personally responsible.
They are, yeah.
Okay.
That's true. That would be the truth here, too.
Yeah, so the people who sign up to become a board member should know that.
Yeah.
You can read them their rights.
That's why we have to follow our own rules. Any money we take in, we spend on the space, and if we give up, we refund everybody's
share. Would you like to get, because we have this mailing list, I think that you are not here. Maybe you could try this.
Yeah.
Who else is not? I think you are. Oh, no?
You sent me one. I think, yeah.
You got it?
Yeah, it was a good thing that I got the email, otherwise I would have missed the meeting maybe.